Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, let's get rolling with another edition of What's On Your Mind. Wednesday Wheels Day, by the way, when we tell you about a great deal from our friends at Puckett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They've got a pre-owned 2011 Chevrolet Impala LT. These things run forever. You got a young one heading to college. If you travel a lot for work and you want really good gas mileage, it's a steal of a deal. Only got 110,000 miles on it. That's half of what I have on my Ford Explorer that I bought from S&S Motors in Watford City 10 years ago. So that thing's doing better than that, Kev.
We love our Impala. Love it.
It's a good vehicle. Keeps going. 3.5-liter V6. Got the flex fuel filled up with E85. So you support North Dakota corn producers and save even more money. It's black with ebony leather interior. Super easy to keep clean. It's an LT model. It gets 30 miles to the gallon. 30 miles to the gallon. You kidding me right now?
Right there. Heated seats in this one, too.
And it's loaded up. Keyless entry, heated seats, power seats, a sunroof. And as usual with our friends at Pucklich, they got a lot of local one-owner trades. This one was sold by Steve Robertsdahl himself, and it came back, and now you get the deal. They specialize in those single-owner vehicles at Pucklich and Bismarck, as well as Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. This one was $89.95. Now it's only $8,000 even if you tell them you heard it right here. The Wednesday Wheels deal. Check it out online right now. PucklichValleyCity.com. Bring you this hour of the program we call What's On Your Mind. I have a question for our audience today. What is critical race theory? Can you help a brother out here? I don't know that I can define it. I've talked to people smarter than me and said, what the heck is this? I was at lunch with a friend in Dallas on one of my border trips, made a stop, was in McAllen, Texas, came up to Dallas for half a day, then went down to Del Rio, Texas, and had lunch with a friend in Dallas. And we're talking about political things and just the usual stuff, right? And he says, Scott, I think the greatest threat to America right now is critical race theory. And I had to lean in and do something slightly embarrassing for a talk show host. What is critical race theory?
What?
what are you talking about? And when he started talking about it, I said, well, that's just more racism. That's more Black Lives Matter and White Matters Lives Don't and all that. I mean, it's that wasn't anything new to me, but this term was new to me. And the fact that it is being pushed in schools, being pushed in critical America, a corporate America, rather, is what ought to worry you. Like when Coca-Cola comes up with a song, Gotta Be Less White. You have that song handy, Kev? They actually made up a song for training at Coca-Cola to tell white employees that they needed to be less white. So this is like saying, God got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
God got it wrong when he made you white. Or God got it wrong when he made you black because you have lesser, opportunities here. Baloney. Baloney. Let's deal with 2021. Let's deal with June 9th, 2021. Not 1619. Not the Jim Crow era. Not, horrific things done by people who didn't know any better. In and around our founding. Abe Lincoln figured this out. Wilberforce figured this out in England. It took longer than it should. But you know what? We got it right. And I didn't do it. And you didn't do it. So the idea that now we are lesser than because somebody else who is white did something, that's like saying this monster that killed this little girl in Fargo you know, the color of his skin then indicts everybody else of that color of skin. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Tell me what you think it is. We're going to spend some time on that today on the program. And your counsel is welcome. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We just spent a little time on the local edition of the show that the folks at K-Fire and KTGO and KLTC didn't hear. But we had a conversation with a mom, Allie Ohlenberger, and she and others are organizing a recall of members of the Fargo School Board. Now, they didn't go to the Fargo School Board to say, we're going to recall you. They went to the Fargo School Board to say, we pay taxes, we'd like a conversation, we'd like a dialogue about some things that concern us. And they were shut out. They were told to talk in three-minute increments. And side deals were being cut, and school boundaries were being decided without input, and medical outreach was being done by a doctor who said, I know more than you do, and decided she was going to be the pediatrician for all of Fargo. You have a school board member in Fargo pushing this critical race theory. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's happening. So kudos to these moms who said, you know what? Start listening to us. Start listening to your teachers. Folks, I don't agree with everybody who calls this program. I don't agree with everybody I encounter in any given day that emails, that posts something on social media, but I try my darndest to respect their viewpoint. I try my darndest to say, let me walk a mile in their shoes and figure out why they're there. And by the way, if you have any kind of walk from a faith perspective, you know, there's a kindness that is required of us both ways to have conversations about this and not lose our marbles over it and scream and holler and everything else. But if a elected school board member and a school board doesn't have a process for a dialogue with the people that pay the bills, and look at your property tax tab, ladies and gentlemen, you're paying through the teeth. And it goes up every year. Beautiful schools are built. This is costing you a lot of money. These teachers have master's degrees, which means they make more money. All that's fine. Somebody's got to pay the tab. It'd be like us saying to our advertisers on the What's On Your Mind radio network, you know what? We know better. Give us your money and we'll decide how to spend it. Doesn't work like that. So I'm not one that says recall is the first answer, but I think these moms are right to say, all right, enough. All right, enough. We're going to put this question to the people of Fargo. We're going to put this question to the people that pay the tab. And that's what they're doing. They're gathering signatures right now. Details about all this are at recallfargoschoolboard.org. You can email them info@recallfargoschoolboard.org. I just signed the petition for three of the four members. And again, unless you're trying to change the Constitution or something crazy, and you got fancy wording on a ballot, I'm all for signing a petition that says, you know what? The people that pay the tab ought to decide here if they're getting what they want out of the school board. I didn't sign Nikki Gullickson's because I just didn't hear enough about Nikki to say, her work on the governance committee or t-shirt negotiations were enough to sign it. And I know Nikki should have been a neighbor, so I don't know enough there. But I did on Jim Johnson, Tracy Newman, and Seth Holden. And I'd encourage other people to do as well. If you feel like you're not being heard, that's what this is about. They only need like 4,000 signatures each. They're going to be at Ribfest this weekend from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., which is in Fargo. It's a big, big gathering, as most WeFests are. So I think they're going to get their signatures, and I think this will be on a ballot, and some people can get involved. You should get involved. You should say enough already. By the way, Jennifer Benson got involved. A new school board member, didn't wear her mask last night and was censored by the board.
Oh.
Are you kidding
me? She'll learn. She'll think twice.
Are you kidding me?
She'll think twice.
Are you kidding me?
Get in line.
Wow. This is out of control. Out of control. And you know what, Jim Johnson, time to go. 20 years, already had issues with bullying, time to go. Just resign and take the pressure off of this effort. But the others ought to be held accountable. They ought to be held accountable. Charlie Kirk will be on the show today. Talk about the big event in Wisconsin, the Frank Rally for all you MAGA folks. New Richmond, Wisconsin, a great place to be this time of year. We're also going to talk to Greg Tavine about some recent legislative changes, I wanted to say, focusing on some of the legacy fund investments. Invest in North Dakota. That's what the legacy fund will do. And Greg Tavine, Grand Farm, some of the other things they're doing at Emerging Prairie, great examples of that for sure. So that'll be on the show today. Let me get to Gray and Mandan and have you give me your definition of critical race theory before we go to a break here, and then we'll keep you over. Tell me, Gray, what is it? What is your definition of critical race theory?
Good morning. This isn't my definition. This is from a book that I had given to graduate school years ago.
Given what? Years ago?
At the University of Montana, at the English Farming Graduate School.
Grad school. Okay, so this is going to, I'm going to hold you over the break here because I want people to lean in and listen to what the eggheads, I'm sorry, the highly educated believe is critical race theory. By golly, we should stop and listen and say this is what it is. Okay, hang tight. We'll do it next.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This song without playing a clip from Back to the Future, can you?
Marty!
I love this show. I probably watched this show 300 times.
It's Michael... it's Michael J. Fox. I was going to say, it's Marty McFly's birthday. You know, Michael J. Fox is 60 today.
Is he really?
6-0, yeah.
Oh,
and really
man,
succeeding in his...
Now.
Well, you
I
know,
did too.
His Parkinson's battle is ongoing. He's knocking it down.
Good for him. He's been bold in that.
Yeah, he has.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My wife works with a lot of Parkinson's patients. There's a lot of things you can do, you know, in that area. Big and loud, have you ever heard of that? For anybody,
yep.
I mean, you just, if you are doing a lot of movement and you're just going, that helps. That's a simple kind of a, I shouldn't try to pretend like I'm an expert because I'm not, but if you haven't heard about big and loud and you have a Parkinson patient in the family, just do a little research on that and check it out. All right, back on What's On Your Mind, now that Kevin took Todd and I down memory lane with Michael J. Fox's 60th birthday, we should find Michael J. Fox and Marty McFly having a conversation at some point today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because that movie is great. I actually saw the DeLorean that was in Back to the Future at Universal Studios when they first opened Universal Studios.
Yep.
Was that like 80s? Had to be 80s.
It was funny with that car. They had like seven of them.
Yeah, or did they?
Yeah, there's a few of them all over. Different museums have them, but yeah, I think there was six or seven of them that they filmed with.
We got to go back to Gray and Mandan and talk about critical race theory. I want your definition of it today, but Gray had one from a grad school in Montana. Before we do that, let me just tell you about my friend Mike Lindell, who is again hosting an event to give us something to grab onto. This is a MAGA Frank Riley. This is the MAGA crowd. This is the people that say, wait a minute here, something is rotten in Denmark, and it's not in Denmark, it's with our elections. If we don't have integrity in our elections, and there are examples of that all over, Minnesota, Norm Coleman won that race. It was a dead heat until some person finds some votes that happened to tip the balance to Al Franken by 400 votes. Remember that tree in the corner?
Vividly.
Weren't they in a trunk?
Yeah.
So that is a lack of election integrity. And now we're in the 2021 era where you can, if you can shut down a pipeline and a beef plant with cyber attack, don't think you can't do it to an election. And Mike has been like a dog on bone on this story all along, and he gives a great description of this in English, from beginning to end, at these events. I heard it myself in Mitchell, South Dakota. I'm going to hear it this weekend in New Richmond, Wisconsin. You can, too. But if you can't be there, you can support Mike and his team at MyPillow. You can buy his book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, which tells the whole story of his life. 19 near-death experiences and how he got to this point. The pillow has always been a platform. Did you know that? The pillow is a platform. It's a wickedly successful product along with all the products at MyPillow. And the book tells this whole story, $7.95 for the book, and all the proceeds go to events like this and the Lindell Recovery Network. But his pillows and blankets and sheets and mattress toppers, and the sleepwear and the footwear, moccasins and UGG-like slippers, just amazing.
You know what I loved hearing yesterday when we had him on the show was that all these cancellations by these box stores, his business is up.
Yeah.
He says, all of my fans and friends and customers are coming to the website. Thank you.
They've expanded three times.
Yes.
Just since all the cancellations. That's us with our buying power, folks, and it's important.
Exactly.
It's important to do it. You're sending a powerful message. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott, and everything costs less when you do that. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Okay, great. Sorry to make you wait. Give me the grad school Montana definition of critical race theory.
Well, this is from a book. It's called Literary Theory that we were given in one of our grad courses over there. And it just goes through 12 different critical theories. And the definition that it gives for critical race theory is critical race theory emphasizes the ways in which racism is normalized in U.S. culture, such that the principles of liberalism are not adequate to address its distortion.
Say that part one more time. The ways in which racism, pick up there.
It is normalized in U.S. culture such that the principles of liberalism are not adequate to address its distortions. In particular, critical race theorists question the view that colorblind or formal conceptions of equality can actually remedy the effects of a pervasive, deeply rooted social racism.
So that's the reparations part. That's the reparations part at the end, right? We've been a victim. We need justice. And the old ways didn't work. So we're going to just say we're going to normalize racism. It's almost acknowledging that it's racist. But you're going to just make it mainstream. You're going to normalize it. That's what I got out of that. What do you take away from that, Greg?
Well, I think later on, what I didn't read through this whole book because it's over 1,000 pages, but I think a part of what it's trying to get across is that, in its view, race is used as a way or as an excuse related maybe to, like, political projects. And it can change across time just to get at whoever it is that you don't like in your society.
Yeah, it's a weapon. It's a weapon against somebody you don't like.
There's some paragraphs in here that say that it's not a biological thing, that they're trying to make it a social thing. So.
There's a line from the Wikipedia definition that says, the critics say it elevates storytelling over evidence and reason, rejects the concept of truth and merit. Which is exactly what it does.
The concept of truth and merit.
Like, that's a concept. Like, that's right?
The truth is truth.
I know. Of all the things I read, I'm like, it elevates storytelling over evidence and reason. See, welcome to Bizarro World.
You only need to look at what these academics put on paper to know how radical this is. I mean, I found another one here. It's an academic movement. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Stop there. I'm dead serious.
Oh, that's it.
You know, I mean, hey, Greg, would you do me a favor? Would you send me that definition from the book? Can I give you my email address? I'd love to have that. I have a column to write this weekend, and I think this is going to be what it's about. This needs sunlight. It's just Scott H.
I don't know.
Say again, Greg?
I was just going to say, I don't know if the intention, especially behind a book like this, is to make an objective statement about what's real and what's not real, especially when you're talking about an English class. And like I said, it goes through 12 different kinds of critical theory. And this is
so it's more defining it in the viewpoint of the author. But I think it's instructive. I do. And same thing with, like, Wikipedia and others as well. On what that is, but I just love the name, know the author, and, you know, I'll put it in context, but I just think, you know, again, truth is not truth. We're going to normalize racism. That's a bizarre world, all right, for sure. So my email, Gray, is just scotth@flagfamily.com. If you want to just take a picture of the book and the quote, you can text that to me at 701-367-2054. But I'm glad you called. Thank you. Here's another definition from a listener. CRT is not a diversity and inclusion training, but a practice of interrogating the role of race and racism in society that emerged in the legal academy and spread to other fields of scholarship. Interrogating? That sounds like the wrong word. Maybe integrating.
Integrating.
Maybe that's what they meant, or it's a spell check deal. I get bit by that all the time. Here's our listener, Tim, listening to What's on Your Mind on the iHeartRadio app from Boise, Idaho on vacation. God bless you! More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden leaves for the United Kingdom on Wednesday, kicking off his first foreign trip as president. The G7 summit starts Friday. Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. Houston Methodist Hospital on Tuesday suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The Texas Hospital CEO, Mark Boom, said that nearly 25,000 workers had been vaccinated against the virus by Monday's deadline. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
PetroServe USA, bringing you What's on Your Mind today. Just saying PetroServe USA makes me think of, okay, what's for lunch today? And there are many options. Many choices at every PetroServe USA. They have home cook and grab and go convenience at many of those locations we talk about often. 12th Avenue and Harwood off I-29. Valley City, exit 292. You exit and then go north. That's where the home cook and grab and go convenience and lowest price fuel, too. There's Marathon locations. There's Senex locations. There's PetroServe USA branded fuel locations, but they're all either PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. Names you've known for a long, long time. Clean stores, friendly staff. They're not your typical convenience store. We love them. We really do. And you're going to find the options on fueling up. Somebody earlier mentioned a vehicle for sale at Puckless today that is flex fuel. You can put E85 in that. You're not going to find lower price fuel than that. There's E88 that you can use in your vehicle as well. Especially the newer ones. I use it all the time because it connects North Dakota oil fields with North Dakota corn fields. As an example, great food. Chicken is fantastic. Caramel rolls are amazing. You get the idea. PetroServe USA. We have a conversation today on what is critical race theory. Kirsten Baszler, the superintendent of public instruction, is on the front line of this battle to keep it out of our schools. There's actually even federal lawsuits that are being undertaken about this. So Kirsten's going to explain that in a moment. I don't know if anybody's seen this viral video of a dad and his daughter talking about critical race theory. This is what it's not. This is what it's not. This is an explanation of I guess, the opposite side of CRT. Listen to this. Only a minute long.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown,
yellow,
right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not
and
what color
nice.
They are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard, and she can become that.
Work hard even though you don't know anyone. You can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
We pray for people who are hurting.
Oh, she is just precious.
Yeah, she's precious, all right. And that's what we need to do to better define this. Kirsten Baszler, Superintendent of Public Instruction for the state of North Dakota. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Scott.
I want to have you recap the Summit on Innovative Education for us today that took place on Monday. And the Ignite North Dakota Conference is coming up. Also want to talk about your efforts on doing what that beautiful father-daughter conversation is trying to do with critical race theory. And I have a friend of mine who, when I'm struggling with racial issues, I always figure, get a bunch of white guys in the room to talk about whether this or that is, good, bad, or indifferent, and probably not the way to really understand it. So I got a go-to source, and I'm going to have him define critical race theory. But I first want to hear yours as well. How do you define it? What is it, Kirsten?
So you want me to define what we do in North Dakota, or what my understanding of what critical race theory is?
Yeah, I want to know what they're trying to do in the schools that you oversee as superintendent of public instruction. What are they trying to do? What is critical race theory?
So at this point, I just want to make sure that everybody in your listening audience understands and knows that in actuality, I am not aware of any school in this state, district, or school building at any level using critical race theory as curriculum or materials, having adopted that approach to what our standards are for social studies, and or using any material or information from the 1619 Project, which I think goes hand in hand, kind of a hand in glove with the critical race theory. So at this point, middle of April, I began getting a lot of inquiries. The Secretary of Education actually put out a call for the U.S. Department of Education put out something called Proposed for Priorities, American History and Civics Education. And this document was published in the Federal Register on April 19th of this year. And so after that point in time, I got a lot of calls and inquiries. And the document appears to provide a roadmap for obtaining some grants for American civics and history instruction. Alarmingly, the introduction to these rules in this register praised the New York Times 1619 Project, which presents, in my opinion, a demonstrably false narrative of the American founding and has been discredited by some of our nation's most distinguished scholars, including Victoria Bynum, James McPherson, and Gordon Wood. And so these proposed priorities document that was put out also celebrates what they call anti-racism, which, again, in my opinion, just appears to be racism by another name. And again, I know it seeks to divide Americans on the basis of skin color. Exactly the opposite what that dialogue that you just played, that it seems to have the assumption that everything in this world, everything in our country is based on, was developed based on advancing white supremacy and a patriarchal tyranny, if you will. And I just believe that's fundamentally wrong. I think what I've really dug into it, and you, just as you do, getting in a room with a bunch of white people, white women trying to do the right thing sometimes is not the right place to, white women and men, is not the right place to solve these problems. And so dug into this, a lot more deeply with my colleagues on the national level as well, conservative people. I'm not even going to say conservative educators, but conservative people that are committed and have committed their lives to making sure our children have what they need. And I think it comes down to this. The definition of anti-racism, for those of us that are living in North Dakota, and for me personally and particularly, anti-racism is treating everyone fairly, making sure that everyone has the opportunity to be successful, and that those decisions about their opportunities and decisions about whether they're being treated fairly or not is not based on the color of skin. And I think that we have, critical race theory steeps it the other side, if you will, the more liberal side, believes that anti-racism is not just treating everyone fairly, but like actively engaging and making sure that a person of another color or another religion or another race is, has some certain advantages and really proclaiming that white supremacy is the foundation. And I just don't believe that that's the way that we see things in North Dakota. I know that it's not the way that I see things. And by the way, Scott, I have a 2-week-old granddaughter, and it's not the way that I'm not going to raise that granddaughter or, help influence her parents in raising my granddaughter with that belief, but understanding and being fair and helping everyone know that they can be what they want to be. So I'm not convinced that, You know, in the words of the vision of Dr. Martin Luther King, that, you know, one day we will not be judged by the color of our skin. I believe that goes to all races and all colors of skin. We should not be judged on the color of our skin.
It seems to me we went from zero to 100 really quickly on critical race theory. You mentioned you start hearing a lot in April. I had lunch with a friend in March, and I'm like, what are you talking about, CRT, you know, critical race theory? Well, what is that, right? I mean, yeah. And he was referring to an op-ed that day in the Wall Street Journal. And the more I peel back the onion, the scarier I get. This person said to me at lunch, this is the greatest threat to America. And that prompted a call from me to my friend Kevin Yellen, who's often referred to as Kevin from Mississippi on this program, because we met actually at a Black Lives Matter a protest at Island Park, and found a little bit about his path to North Dakota. Kevin, welcome back. Glad you're here.
Oh, yeah, glad to be back. Always a pleasure to get to hang out with my friend Scott.
Likewise. So for the benefit of Kirsten and I, from the perspective of a young black man, I'm curious what you think of critical race theory and what it is.
Oh, most definitely. So just like a few of the points that, you know, she had made, you know, critical race theory is something that's obviously extremely dangerous, and even in the terms of what they believe is one thing that I've always known about when you're facing an enemy is always know what their purpose is and how they plan to achieve it. And with critical race theories, it's one of those things where they see that the legal institutions that we have are inherently racist, and that in order to change the oppressed to being in a better situation than they are right now is to overtake or overpower those who are oppressing them. So essentially, just as she had mentioned, that, you know, CRT is not necessarily trying to take away racism, but it's only re-magnifying it and saying that, you know, if you're not these certain qualifications, such as a white heterosexual, you know, Christian male in the United States of America, then you're part of the problem. And until you give your power that you have over to somebody of the minority, you will continue to be part of that problem.
That is stunning. Absolutely stunning to think that anybody would think that is something that should be taught in our schools. And I can't even wrap my mind around that. And you've talked before about Black Lives Matter and how that's sort of a movement to get justice, and justice isn't, well, you've put it in your own words. I mean, justice for past wrongs, you know, who is it to right-size that? Who is it to bring justice? Is that a movement like CRT or a movement like Black Lives Matter in your view, Kevin?
Oh, definitely not at all. So one of the things that I've always that I've learned as I've grown as a young guy, and, you know, here, and also being able to receive the wisdom from friends like you, is that every truth goes back to the knowledge of God. But you can always see in the crevices of everything that happens within not just our American society, but the world society, is that there's two views. There's the knowledge of God, and then there's the knowledge of man. And what seems to happen is that people reject God so much that they will accept the knowledge of man, no matter how ridiculous or wrong it is. Definitely not my view at all, in knowing that, you know, we are all created as human beings in the image of God as equals. So in order for us to be able to, you know, carry that out, it all starts with us understanding the truth of the gospel,
which obviously is equally controversial when it comes to the public school system. But this seems to me to be taking a religion, which I don't know how you can call a critical race theory anything other than a belief system that says black good, white bad, and saying we want it in the school system.
Yep.
It's just, it's crazy. Kevin, we're going to continue this conversation. I want to get back with Kirsten Baszler and talk more about the education role in this and how we watch that closely, as well as the other things. Good talking to you, my friend. By the way, great speaker right there. If you want to connect with this fellow, let me know.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with Kirsten Baszler, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. And at the top of this conversation related to critical race theory, you said it's not here. And if you have anything to say about it, it won't be here in North Dakota. But I remember the battle over Common Core math, right? And Common Core became this electrically charged term that we quickly said must go away, but you're still here. Stories of the math and the crazy math equations and everything, just don't call it Common Core anymore. Do we have a danger of this? I would call it an ideology creeping in, but people being smart enough not to call it critical race theory, Kirsten?
You know, that is a really a real possibility and a real fear. And so I'm gonna, if we can just, you know, back up a little bit and talk to your visitors, those that are your listeners that might not have, you know, as much background knowledge as you and I do about how state works and local school boards work. So the Department of Public Instruction, through a directive from our North Dakota legislature, must develop academic content standards in all of our various subject areas, math, reading, writing, social studies, science. And so school districts use those standards to develop their curricula, to decide which resources to use, which material to use, which workbooks to use, and how those standards are taught within the district. The curriculum development process is controlled by each school district's elected school board, their administrators, and teachers. So our state's social studies standards, where this would fall under, at the middle school and high school level, do address racism and how it's evolved over time, and as well as individual group and social responses to inequality. So we do expect that equity is taught. But when we talk about equity, we're talking about how all sorts of people have been historically treated, those with special needs. And we could, you know, maybe talk about, you know, the lawsuit. And sometimes our North Dakota history talks about those individuals with behavioral health or mental health issues and or cognitive issues were treated in North Dakota. We're talking about students that might not historically have been treated well based on race, but it's not just about race. In the elementary schools, our state standards give more emphasis on teaching students to tolerate and respect differences between people, whether that be whether your parents came from, you know, whether your parents are native to this land or whether they came from Scandinavia countries or they came from German or Russian countries.
Well, what I hear you describing as far as the differences between rural and urban schools or, the, you know, how a special needs child is done or having the conversations of, say, how you treat people, that sounds to me like common sense. I think,
right.
Sadly, equity is a term now that is charged because it's a blunt force instrument to get CRT curriculum in schools. It's like better marketing on their part. So I get what you're saying is equity. But, you know, that can be used a lot of different ways, right? So how do you make sure it's what you have in the way of a vision as a duly elected member of, you know, the education leadership in this state and so, not their version of equity?
So I think that's the point that I'm making. It's like, so we have done at the state level, we have made sure that it's common sense rooted, that it's about treating people equally, tolerating and respecting differences. So the Department of Public Instruction has created those academic content standards that does not dictate curriculum on how those common sense standards are taught. So what people need to do is the curriculum is the province of locally elected school boards and districts. So if your local school or you're concerned about your local school district integrating some of these equity, critical race theories that might be something called by another name, you should be asking the questions and you should be making your concerns known to your local school board members, to your local school district administrators, so that would be your superintendent and your principals, and those that are making those decisions. And so that would be the advice that I would give to everyone in our state is to, yes, the standards at the state do not dictate, and actually they are very common sense created by North Dakota social studies teachers. But everybody has to be vigilant at the local level and make sure that they are working with those locally elected.
Not only diligent at the local level, you got Seth Holden, one of the Fargo school board members subject to a recall right now, effort that they're gathering petitions for, speaking about critical race theory and his desire to have it in the school system. So, yes, pay attention. Ask questions of school board members. Find out what's in these books because these words are you know, this effort is underway. It is fully underway, and there is a big push on. Rick in Fargo wants to talk about diversity, like equity, a word, too, that is being used in I would argue, racist ways these days. Rick, your point. Go ahead.
Fargo just hired a black guy out of Chicago now to teach diversity up here, which I'm sure goes along with the critical race theory. But it's ironic to me that they hire a black guy out of Chicago and they got more killings in Chicago than any place in the country. That's my point.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rick. And what Mayor Tim Mahoney would tell you is that the diversity officer is to make sure we're doing things correctly. I think somebody in HR could be tasked with that. I don't know whether you need a diversity officer. This, again, I think is sort of, okay, let's check a box so people like us more. And we have a request to talk to Mayor Mahoney about that. Probably will happen later this week or tomorrow. We don't have enough time to talk about the innovation discussion that has been going on that you've been a part of, the Governor's Summit on Innovation and Education on Monday, and then Ignite ND Conference. In the 20 seconds we have left, what do you want people to know about what's to come and what happened at that event?
So, very successful event, fabulously amazing, awesome to have people convene in person at the Bismarck Event Center and at the National Energy Center. One thing that I would just say is I would love to have a conversation with you and have your listeners talk about computer science and just really the importance of that. And that's what Ignite 2021 is happening. It was supposed to be Ignite 2020, but of course we all know there was this thing called a pandemic last summer that didn't allow us to have that.
Well, here's what I promised to do. We're going to have you back and others involved with Ignite ND so we can do just exactly that and continue this conversation. Thanks, Kirsten. Appreciate it.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid Bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.